The school year is winding down, and we are happy that we have had such great responses from our school teachers this year, and we look forward to another year in September. But for now, we have two final reports for the year, one from our good friends in Duluth at the North Shore Community School. Robbie Teege is the teacher over there, and here is their report.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of May 20th. My name is Ryan, and I am your phonologist for this week. Our class went out to find which spring ephemerals are blooming in the school forest. Ephemerals are plants that bloom before any of the trees leaf out, capturing the first warm rays of sunshine for the season. Once the leaves start to emerge on the trees, they are done blooming. Of the blooming plants, we saw bellwort, wood anemone, both purple and white wood violets. Both the female and male flower of the horsetail were up. The male flower gave off a gray-green pollen dust when flicked. The buds ready to open include false lily of the valley, nodding trillium, and wild sarsaparilla, or lager's root beer. Leafing wild roses are appearing on the scene. Speckled alders are leafed out, as are the aspen. Maple leaves are still as tiny and red. The oaks aren't sure about breaking bud with our cold weather. Juneberries are blooming profusely this year. Their leaves are folded like a book onto the birds. Bird songs we heard on our walk include the ovenbird, a black-throated green warbler, and a Nashville warbler. We also heard was the flute-like song of the hermit thrush. We had a pair of killdeer that scraped a stone nest right on the stone road next to our playground. The next day, our class went out to place a protective enclosure around it. This would prevent anyone from stepping on the eggs while still allowing the parents to come and go. However, the eggs had disappeared overnight, and so did the adults. We hope they re-nested in a safer spot. Bobolinks have appeared at bird feeders, and Luke saw a scarlet tanager at his hummingbird feeder. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Ryan. Nice job. I love the story about the killdeer, and it points up something that we sometimes as humans sort of see and don't really respond to very well, and that is the destruction of nests, the invasion of birds that prey on other birds, that sort of thing. Harry Hutchins mentioned to me last week that he saw a pair of robins harassing a crow, and the crow was carrying a baby robin. Those kinds of errors in judgment on the part of the birds making the nests are often fatal for their nests, but it is instructive in that the bird then does a better job the second time or the third or the fourth, and they ultimately get it right. If they're going to pass on their genetic information, they need to make sure that they get that right.